The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-0 in conference and 2-2 overall, and host Wisconsin on Saturday, a 2:30 game to appear on ESPN2. And in conference news, linebacker Anthony Walker was named the Big Ten Co-Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Adam, let's go right to questions, please.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take questions from the media then.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Andy Baggett with Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Pat, how are you today?
Hi, Andy. How's everything, buddy?
Everything's well. Say, you played against teams coached by Barry Alvarez. You coached against Brett here. Are there different fingerprints for Gary Anderson on this program, and if so, what are they?
Well, you know, I think every coach brings his own unique personality to every team, and not only is it the head coach, it's obviously then the staff and the young men that they recruit. You know, since I've been a player in this league and then, you know, went through the whole, you know, player, assistant coach, and now into my current role, there's been one consistent identity with Wisconsin football, and that's a physical toughness that comes in every play. And I think that shows up not only when I played against Coach Alvarez's teams, when I coached against Brett's teams, and now with Gary's teams. You know, will they maybe run a couple of different things schematically? Yeah, but that's, you know this, when you play Wisconsin, you better have some extra air in your helmet and your chin strap buckled up a little tighter, because it's going to be a physical Big Ten game.
As a follow-up, I believe yesterday you compared Melvin Gordon, invoked Walter Payton's name. What similarities do you see there? What prompted that type of a comparison?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm going back now. I was a little kid when Sweetness was playing. So, you know, I mean, he was the best. You know, number one, he had great vision. He had great balance. And you see that from Melvin. I mean, there's times when guys got clear shots on him, and he has an unbelievable ability to make people miss and then also take the first hit and continue on and almost seem like he doesn't break stride. He seems like he's a young man that just continues to get stronger throughout the game. And you know, I don't want to overstate or understate Melvin's abilities, but without mentioning Corey, I think he's ridiculous too. I mean, it's as good of a 1-2 punch maybe as there's in college football.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Fitz, I saw the good news that Colin has been cleared. Is there a way to get him and Anthony on the field at the same time, do you think?
Sure. I don't know if that's going to be the game plan, but, you know, if we're going to play all of our linebackers. You know, Anthony is kind of like Justin Jackson after the first game. Everybody wanted to build a statue for Justin. I guess everybody wants to build a statue for Anthony now, too. I love it that he played well, but he can play a lot better. And, you know, like I said, I think you'll see our linebackers play. I think Anthony's warranted getting more reps in a rotation. But, you know, we don't take starting jobs from guys if they get injured unless they come back and they don't play as well.
Got it. And also, how much did Colin, do you think, help Anthony at Penn State?
Yeah, you know, I think during the week, I think he helped a lot when he was able to be in meetings and on the field. I think he helped a lot. But, Anthony is a very, very good student of the game. I think that Chichi Araguza really helped him a lot in the game, too. You know, being next to a senior, and we've kind of understated, you know, Chichi's game. I thought Chichi played well, and I thought he did a great job keeping everything calm, took the calls off of Anthony, put him on Chichi. And, you know, I thought Chichi handled it really well. So, you know, a pretty good play by our linebackers on Saturday.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, brother.
Your next question comes from line of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Pat, I was just wondering what you saw different in Trevor's play at quarterback and then your passing game in general at Penn State that you had first.
Yeah, Todd, you know, I think it starts up front. I thought we protected very well. I think Trevor got hit late. Well, I know he got hit late on the interception, which forced him to sail the ball, and that led to the pick. And that was really the only time outside of some plays that we were throwing some screens and he may have gotten hit. And then on the sack when he should have thrown the ball away, you know, I really thought our offensive line probably played its best game from a protection standpoint. I coupled that also with our running backs and super backs that were involved in the protection, especially against a defensive front like Penn State that were so active in the games that we studied. You know, I really thought that group did a good job, and I thought that led to Trevor having confidence. And then the last piece of the puzzle, we're starting to get some guys back at wide receivers so we can play up-tempo and we can rotate our receivers and our skill guys and keep them fresh. So I think it had a little less to do with Trevor and a lot more to do with the supporting cast around him.
Is Trevor's ankle injury, I assume it was much better going into the Penn State game? That helped him draft?
Yeah, you know, I think he's above 75% now. I don't think he's still 100%, but I think he's above 75%. He'll tell you he's fine, but that's okay.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, you bet, buddy.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, I know you talked about maturity or lack thereof with this team at times. Where do you think that process is, and how have guys responded from handling some success on Saturday?
Well, I would say we're a work in progress, Adam, and it's not only on the field, but it's the way that we want our guys to carry themselves every single day. And there's nothing malicious. There's nothing major. It's the little things. It's the little things, man. And for whatever reason, some of our younger guys I think it's a generational thing, quite frankly. I think that the more that I do this, I'm starting to sound like Coach Barnett and Coach Walker. You know, we're going to run a discipline program here, period, end of discussion. We expect our guys to conduct themselves the Wildcat way, not some of the time, all the time. And we're too inconsistent with the little things, kind of all-encompassing, and those are some things that the leadership and myself are working hard to get fixed. And we're kind of taking it moment by moment and day by day. But we were, you know, I talked to Dave Ennett, the voice of the Cats, our Hall of Famer, before the game, and he asked me if I thought we turned a corner against Western Illinois, and I said I thought we took a step towards the corner. And I'd say the same thing. I think we're gaining on getting towards the corner, but we're not quite there yet to where we all believe this team should be on an all-the-time basis. So we got a lot of work to do.
Thanks, Fitz.
Yeah, you bet, Adam. Thank you.
We've got time for one final question from the media.
Your final question comes from one of Andy Coppins with Madtown Badgers.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering if you could talk about the improvement and what you've seen from Trevor Siemian. You know, he seems to kind of turn a corner last week and kind of really get in the groove.
Yeah, you know, I'll go back to what I stated earlier. I'm not sure if you heard it, but I think it's got a lot more to do with our supporting cast, our O-line, our running backs and super backs, and then, you know, getting some guys back at wide receivers so we can have some semblance of a rotation, I think really helps support Trevor. And like anything in football, the quarterback gets all the credit and all the blame. And, you know, I think there's still a lot of room for improvement in Trev's game. He knows that. He's working at it. But nice to get some guys back offensively so we can play with some semblance of some tempo.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.